Shalom Avracha, welcome to everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Shmir Salosh and Shar Zechira Perig Yud, Shir number 74, where the Chavetz Chaim continues to bring from the Alshech HaKadosh in his sharp criticism of a person who is given a gift of speech and uses this gift to defile his speech, to use his mouth in a vulgar manner of nivul peh. And he says, imagine if a person was serving a king and he brings the king silverware. And at the tip of the silverware, it's interesting how we were learning the halachas of Hilchos Kriyas Shema. And you have to make sure that there's no excrement around when you make bracha. He says, imagine you serve the king, a king of basar v'dam, a flesh and blood, a human being, and he's smelling something that smells horrifically awful, and he picks up his fork to eat his gourmet meal, and he sees this excrement, excuse the mashal, but lamaisa, we have to hear this, says the Alshech HaKadosh, there's excrement on the fork. And he was about to take that fork and put it in his chicken, in his meat, and put that in his mouth. We all know what happened to Paroi with Paroi and the Sarmashim and the Saroifim, how he threw them in jail. And the Saroif never saw the light of day again after he was pulled out from the jail to be killed. Says the Alshech HaKadosh, this king is going to have the head of this person who served him silverware with excrement. V'ato, sona kal v'choymer. My Melech Hakushi Choreshes Charshi Adomo Lehevel. If you have a king of flesh and blood, who is, in his mind, of course, mistreated, and he served his silverware with excrement on the tips of it, how he's going to have the head of this servant? Umata Magamato Yotush Notush. He says, now you. Talking about a person who uses his mouth incorrectly. Yatush, no, there's no yatush. Yatush is a gnat. It's a tiny little bug. Some explain that was the little bug that went into the nose of Titus, a Rasha. Umagam ata yatush, notush, you lowly insect. Ki teraves libra, he writes in a poetic way. Is a person going to dare to stand before Hashem and utter words in front of Melech Malchi Amlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that should never be uttered, should never be said? Kavachomer ben benoiv shel kavachomer ki yakriv ish v'ben b'liyal medaber elo betumas v'asayim. And the person who is going to cast off the yoke of Hashem and to defile his lips and use nivul peh, filthy talk. And we have to be careful from the society that we live in, not to be influenced by this. And that was just Rav Gifter Zatzal's Yortzeit. Rav Gifter, besides for being a tremendous Talmud Chacham, besides for being a Rosh Yeshiva, besides for being an American born who didn't know too much Gemara until he got to Yeshiva, didn't have a good, strong yeshiva background, and became Mamshin and Adam Gadol. He had a tremendous koyach hadibur. He was an orator. He had a power of speech. If you haven't heard his speeches, his shurim, his lectures, you should do yourself a favor and listen to them. When you hear someone talking like this, you'll understand what it means to talk with a proper way of speech. You could hear the kedusha coming out of this Talmud Chacham's mouth. Mi'ayin le'ech samto libcho le'daber elov v'loyma lefonav haleluka v'ped daver nevola. The Al Sheikh HaKodesh asks a question. How in the world is it possible for a person to have such audacity and chutzpah to use his mouth in such a vulgar way and then come to praise Hashem? And then come to daven to Hashem. V'loimer lefon of haleluka b'ped doiver nevola, with a mouth that speaks filth. This is a wake-up call for everyone. Of course, us who are learning this, and those in the recording, is don't talk in such a way. It's a chizik. We always need a chizik to make sure we stay away from improper speech. Mitzvah, next time, continue with the words still of the Al Sheikh HaKadosh.